Everybody, I am Bill Buckmaster. Along with Ed Alexander, we welcome you to our midday town hall, town square, aka the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, the 19th of February, 2015. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to begin with a conversation about Arizona's higher education system. Arizona Board of Regent Rick Myers will be joining us a few moments. Then at 20 past the hour, comet discoverer Dr. David Levy joins us. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with the head of Phoenix University's three Southern Arizona campuses. And then we'll close out the show with a preview of the Ages and Stages event 1 week from Saturday. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you, 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Well, the governor's proposed fiscal year 2016 budget calls for $77 million in cuts to Arizona's public universities, representing a 10% cut to our state funding. Rick Myers represents the Tucson area on the Arizona Board of Regents. The Board of Regents oversees Arizona's three state universities. Mr. Myers is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Rick, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the governor, he's challenged our state to, quote, think big, but at the same time, he's proposing a pretty big cut. And by the way, what would that cut mean to the University of Arizona, which is the largest employer here in the Tucson area?
Well, you know, we're working through what the impact of the cut would be. Just giving a little quick perspective, since 2008, the state's cut higher funding by about $400 million. So this $75 million is on top of that. The last year, we were starting to regain a little bit, and the governor's recommendation kind of takes away everything that we've regained, plus cuts us a little deeper. We recognize that the state hasn't come out of the Great Recession as well as we'd like, and that all of us need to try to help the state in the short term to close the budget. But in higher education, we'd like to think that we're part of the ultimate solution, and that investing in people with education, investing in research to start new companies and create more jobs, this is part of creating a better future for Arizona, so we're not as victimized by things like recession.
How do you think big like the governor wants us to, but and cut our universities, Rick Myers? I mean, you've got to have a strong higher education system in this state to attract jobs, new businesses, and on and on and on.
Now, we have, you know, if you look at University of Arizona alone, it does over $600 million a year in research, and that's not money funded from the state. That's federal money and money from companies that comes here to Arizona to fund ideas and to fund new companies that can be started or nurturing our current companies to make them stronger. Right now, the state contributes about 15% overall to the budget at the University of Arizona. If we simply look at the education part of the budget, because our Constitution does say education should be as free as possible, the state's providing about 24% of the education budget. If you went back 5 or 6 years ago, the state was providing almost two-thirds. So that's forced us to raise tuition. It's made it harder to have accessibility. You know, we're at a delicate point here. If we keep cutting, we just can't keep raising tuition. Quality is going to start to suffer. We're not going to attract the high-quality students and the high-quality faculty. And this great university we've had, which has been a great engine for us, is going to start to sputter.
Well, we've got more than 11,000 full-time equivalent employees at the University of Arizona. That was the payroll. Well, the payroll is about $875 million. You start cutting, it's going to ripple through the Tucson economy, isn't it, Rick Myers?
No, it absolutely is. And, you know, some people look at that and they say, well, you have all those employees and you only have 42,000 students. And what you have to realize is this $600 million I just mentioned of outside funding that comes in for research, that's employing a lot of those people. The hospital's employing a lot of those people, doctors and other people doing medical research. When you look at what we spend on education and the amount of faculty we have less faculty per student than our peers. We spend less money to graduate high-quality degrees than our peers. U of A is not just a high-quality institution. It's a very efficient institution when you compare it to its peer universities across the country.
And then there are those that say, well, heck, you don't need a college education. To those people, I say 2/3 of all job openings require a post-secondary education by 2018. So come on.
Well, you know, it was funny, in the last couple of years, I've had that discussion with so many of our elected leadership. And, you know, my point to them is it's not up to us to decide that. I said, go look at the one ads. So it's the companies that are out there. I said, we live in a competitive world, and companies want to be competitive too. And they want to hire people that can be successful employees and help them to be successful. And they're the ones that are deciding what they need. It's not up to us to decide what they need. And as you said, 2/3 of the job openings coming up in the state require some type of post-secondary education.
I wanted to mention this rebuilding University Medical Center under the new banner of Banner Healthcare. This is going to, speaking of jobs, this is going to be a big deal. This is a 3-year project, and it's going to require kind of a makeover of University Medical Center, and that could be a big economic boon to the community, correct?
Yeah, you know, there's two pieces of this. Everyone talks about, well, you know, we sold the hospital, if you will. I like to look at it and say we have created a partnership with a major clinical provider that's going to go on forever. From the sales standpoint, you know, the university got a lot of money, if you will, brought here to the community. Banner is going to build a new $500 million hospital facility on that site, which is, as you said, going to create construction jobs. But that facility then is going to be the foundation of enhanced medical research and clinical practice as we go forward. Banner is a very successful Arizona-based corporation. Having that presence here and having that partnership is going to help the University of Arizona to raise the quality and raise the depth of medical science research that's being done.
I know that I believe President Hart, U of A President Hart, was up at the legislature yesterday talking with lawmakers. I think that the part of the problem is some of the lawmakers have kind of an anti-intellectual bias. What do you say to that, Rick Myers?
I don't know that I would say that. I just think we all need to recognize that spending money on education isn't the University of Arizona. You know, we think of it as that name, right? But what is the University of Arizona? It's the people of Arizona. When we spend money on education, we're spending money on ourselves. We're helping us as individuals to gain better skills, to gain more knowledge, so that as individuals, we can realize our potential and be more successful. And collectively, the work of the people of the university is helping to create new jobs, nurture our current companies, create a stronger economy. So when you say that, well, we're going to cut investment to the University of Arizona, we're not cutting investment to the University of Arizona. We're cutting investment in the people of Arizona. And I think that in the short term, that may be something we all have to swallow to close this year's budget. But we should do it regretfully, and we should do it with an eye to the future, that we have to turn that around, because we must invest in ourselves if we're going to be a competitive state.
The trend of defunding our universities has been going on for years, hasn't it, Mr. Myers?
No, it has, and it has across the country. We did take the steepest cuts in the country. We had, you know, such a large cutback. But what's happening now is, if you look at Texas, California, Colorado, Nevada, they're all reinvesting. So this year, where all of the competitive states around us are putting more money back into higher education, we're still looking at taking about a 10% cut to the state funding, which is pretty significant.
Where do we go from here? Could those cuts be deeper, or are we talking, is that proposal of $77 million, is it pretty firm from what you're gathering?
I, you know, we as regents have asked all the constituency groups, whether it's parents and students, businesses, you know, all of us who care about the future of Arizona to get involved. There are many people in the legislature who feel that we could cut the universities even more this year, and maybe the cut could be north of $100 million. You know, we don't like the $77 million proposal from the governor, but we told the governor we want to work with the governor, try to manage that, but do it in a way that as soon as the economy starts getting stronger, we start correcting that. We start reinvesting in education, and we really do move forward. There are a number of people in the legislature, though, who have a more negative view of where the economy is going, and they think that the university should be cut even more. And like I said, that may be one way to close this year's budget. That isn't the way to make us a stronger, more competitive place in the future.
All right, Rick Myers, we are going to let you go. Thank you very much for being with us. Rick Myers represents the Tucson area on the Arizona Board of Regents. Rick, when are you going to meet about tuition? When is that on the agenda?
Well, you know, this year we're doing something a little different. We just met at U of A 2 weeks ago. We're meeting at Northern Arizona University next month and a month after that at ASU. And what we're doing is we're going through the strategic plans, their budgets, what all is being done to run the universities, with tuition being a piece of understanding that. We're actually going to meet in the April-May timeframe in terms of setting the actual tuition for next year. So that'll be after we've had three very intense meetings at the three universities to thoroughly go through their budgets.
Rick, thanks for spending part of your lunch hour with us. I very much appreciate it.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Bill.
Rick Myers, a member of the Arizona Board of Regents. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City. You know, the experience, the solitude of the Gila, the nation's first wilderness. Silver City offers escape from the ordinary. Walk through the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. You can swim in the Gila River, relax in a hot springs, or visit historic downtown Silver City with its many galleries, antique stores, museums, and really fine restaurants. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. A wonderful cover story, by the way, about Silver City in New Mexico Magazine. One of the places they feature is Casitas de Gila guest houses. You can find the full listing of great places to stay and things to do again at southwestnewmexico.org. David Levy, world-renowned comet discoverer, is next on the Buckmaster Show. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
This The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of handwoven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, is on the live line. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He's now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. He is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, that comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, 21 years ago, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. When your colleague called me today and he said, how are you today? And I said, sick in bed, how are you? And he said, what? And I said, no, just pulling your leg.
David, the Sharing the Sky event normally is held at the University of Arizona in the spring. Have you moved the venue this year?
We have moved the venue, and we're actually working more directly with the Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association as part of a larger event that they're doing. But we will be at the Brandy Fenton Memorial Park up on River Road the last Sunday of April, April the 26th, from 3 until 10.
And 3 o'clock, of course, it's not dark, but you can still take a look at the sun, right?
Yes, we look at the sun and we watch the activity on the sun, which today is pretty low. There's only one sunspot, but we're hoping that by April the 26th, on Sunday afternoon, there'll be more to enjoy, but today is pretty low.
David, any comets visible in our sky over Tucson now?
Well, there are two of them. One of them is very nice, visible with binoculars and a small telescope, and that is called Comet Lovejoy, and it's named after Terry Lovejoy, who discovered it from Australia late last year. And Lovejoy is actually one of the best comets in years. It's very nicely placed. It's in the high in the northern sky. Their positions on the web, it's in the constellation of Cepheus, and I believe that constellation, and the King, and it is quite easy to find now if you have a star chart. The other comet is Comet, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a much, much fainter comet. It's called Comet Borisov. And Comet Borisov, I did remember the name of it, was also discovered last year. And I saw, I believe I glimpsed that a couple of mornings ago very, very faintly just before dawn as I was outside. But it is in the morning sky, not too far from Saturn, in the constellation of Libra, the scales.
And David, while we're looking at the sky, a spectacular alignment coming up with Venus and Mars, right?
Yes, that's coming up very, very soon. Believe it or not, Mars is still in the evening sky, although people forget about that. But the next few nights, if you go outside and look at Venus in the evening, right after it starts to get dark, you should see a fainter companion nearby, and that is Mars. Venus and Mars are all right tonight, as Paul McCartney said.
So we've got a really nice alignment above us. And speaking above us, the astronomy capital of the world, Tucson likes to bill itself as that. David, can we still handle that moniker?
Well, I think that we can, because astronomy is not just professional telescopes, of which we have dozens on mountaintops all around the city. There's Tip Peak, the Multiple Mirror Telescope, the Multiple Telescope, the stuff on Mount Lemmon and Mount Bigelow, all kinds of stuff up there. It's just beautiful to see. But in addition to that, the consistency of the clear nights that we have here in Tucson gives us a chance to just go out and look at the sky on evenings and early mornings, which I think allows Tucson to keep its moniker as astronomy capital of the world.
How about the quote of the month?
Quote of the month this month comes from me. It's an article I wrote years ago. Comet hunting has attracted the fancies of many men and women, including William Brooks, who in the late 19th century hunted in his yard with a 9-inch refractor and picked up over 20 comets, Charles Messier, better known for his non-comets, Leslie C. Pelcher, who between 1925 and 1954 gathered 12 comets and an assortment of novae, and David H. Levy, who between 1965 and 1970, when I wrote this, has found nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, that has changed a little bit, but I thought I enjoyed writing that back then.
How are you in the overall list of comet discoverers? Where are you on that all-time list?
Oh, I guess about fifth or so. Rob McNaught is the leader right now, but he has stopped searching. So then there's Carolyn Shoemaker with 32 comets, and I've got 23. So I'm either fourth or fifth, I think.
What's your schedule now? Are you still doing how much do you look to the sky during the evening hours now?
Well, I do a nice little session over several hours, but it's automated. So once I get the telescopes going, I can go inside and enjoy an evening of television with Wendy, or I can actually stay out and observe with the telescope. Sometimes I do that. But they are automated, the photographic ones, so that I can actually enjoy looking for comets visually while the photographs are being taken.
Has that changed your business dramatically, David Levy, the automation?
Yes, it has, because when I started 50 years ago, it was just visual. There wasn't anything else. And it's only in the last 15, 20 years that I've started to add the photographic and later still the electronic searches. And I haven't found anything yet myself on the photographic searches, except that while I was observing with the Shoemakers, we found a lot. But the electronically photographic searches, I haven't found one, although I was part of the discovery team for Comet Jarnac a few years ago in 2010. That was my 23rd comet.
All right, David, we're going to wrap it up with you. Any big events that we should be thinking about this year as far as eclipses?
Well, there's, I think it's early in April, the first week in April, there will be a lunar eclipse, and I think we'll talk about that more next month. a total eclipse of the moon, very short, with totality of less than 5 minutes. But it'll be a nice one to see regardless.
All right. We'll have more on that and, of course, more on the Sharing the Sky event in late April in your visit with us to the Buckmaster Show next month.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, David. David Levy, world-renowned comet discoverer who contributes to this program, one of 24 folks we're very proud to have as part of the team here on the Buckmaster Show. The full listing of them and their bios is at buckmastershow.com. That's also the place for all of our shows. Got them all archived, over 4 years doing the Buckmaster Show. We continue now on this Thursday after our mid-show break during this noon hour on a Thursday afternoon in Tucson, Arizona. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Not a very good singer, am I? But you know what? Cockroaches aren't a pleasant subject, and we had them. And I called my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control, and guess what? No more cockroaches. Adios, cucaracha. Hasta mañana. No más.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Dave Barry.
I thought I just saw you.
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Fina.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.? Oh,
flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
It's time again for the Pima Council on Aging's Ages and Stages Expo. Join us for this free event on Saturday, February 28th at the Casino del Sol Resort. There'll be exhibits, educational seminars, demonstrations, prizes, and live entertainment. Learn lots of new ways to enhance your life as you grow older. Ages and Stages is brought to you by CareMore, Jackson White Attorneys, Zounds Hearing, Cascades of Tucson, Desert Diamond Casino, and the Assistance League of Arizona. So, don't miss Ages and Stages on February 28th, because if aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. Call 790-0504 or visit us online at pcoa.org. PCOA, the place to go for help when you don't know where to start.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Friday for the Friday Focus interview with Congresswoman Martha McSally. Also, the Friday Roundtable features Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly and David Rukhausen of the Green Valley News. Plus, Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and always on buckmastershow.com. 12:34 now on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our monthly CEO interview series presented by TRIO. TRIO, the Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, TRIO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing more than 10,000 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. For more information, visit trioaz.org. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show is Dr. Greg Johnson. Dr. Johnson is campus director for the University of Phoenix in Southern Arizona. Dr. Johnson is responsible for three campuses in our region, and he directs the campus services and academic affairs. Dr. Johnson, how are you?
Very well, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you today, Bill.
Thank you very much. Tell me a little bit about the footprint in Southern Arizona of the University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix has been around a while, founded in 1976, and it has a large presence, doesn't it, here?
It does. We've been in Southern Arizona since 1977-78. We were the second campus that was started by John Sperling. And I guess the footprint is best exemplified by over 14,000 graduates that still live, work, and play in Southern Arizona. So that's quite an accomplishment over the years.
And the University of Phoenix has grown. It's a nationwide, really worldwide operation, isn't it?
It is. Between Apollo Global, which sponsors several campuses around the world, and the university, well over 200,000 students worldwide, mostly because of the innovation of online, makes it possible for them to study any place.
You know, employers and potential employers who are looking at Southern Arizona, hopefully to relocate a business or start a business here, you always hear about one of the most important things is kind of talent development and the workforce. What is the University of Phoenix doing to contribute to that?
That is a great question because really talent is the key. I was in a meeting this morning where we were talking about talent and how that impacts economic development just in the jobs alone and who has jobs today and who doesn't. And those who get a higher education are more likely to be employed at a higher level and have greater opportunities moving forward. So talent, the university did a research study a few years back, and they found that one of the biggest problems we have now in the country, and it exists in our area here, is what they called the skills gap. That is, there were jobs available, but not the talent available to fill those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been a challenge, and it is indeed a challenge right now for us. The key is the education that takes the talent that's available, moves it to the level that is needed, but there is that gap.
What are some of the professions that fall into that skills gap, Dr. Johnson?
Well, we found it here for example, in Southern Arizona, we found some skills gaps in manufacturing, which is vocational, but still it's a gap, and it requires some very specific very specific training. And we've been able to work on that one through TRIO and the Workforce Investment Board, one stop. But other gaps exist in engineering, which is more highly skilled. We've even seen gaps recently in some of the construction and trades, which is vocational. But mostly it's just vocational skills are key, but also the degrees are a key. In our area, engineering, computer skills, and so forth.
So what are some of the recommended strategies that you and the team at TRIO are coming up with to kind of fill this skills gap?
What we're working on right now and what we have worked on is really a more of a systemic and systematic approach where working with people, partners who are already here, like the One Stop and the Workforce Investment Board, and some others, the universities, Pima Community College. We're working on developing strategies with, together with business. We find out what the needs are and then make sure there are programs in place to take care of those needs so that we have workers now and in the future, create that pipeline. So it's more of a partnership. It's more working together, but it's also supporting what we currently have.
You talked, I think you mentioned something about the sector partnerships. So what is that sector partnership strategy?
Well, basically, the Workforce Investment Board just put out a report on sector partnerships and how they help with prosperity here, but I'll just read one sentence. Local businesses, with an assist from the Workforce Investment Board and the One-Stop Career Centers, are working together to address common issues while remaining competitive. So what we do, it's business-driven. You bring businesses together in a cluster or in an industry sector, and you have them work together on the common issues that they have, and then from there you determine what the needs are, whether they be educational or whether they be talent, whether they be competitive, whatever it is, they're working on them. A good example is the Southern Arizona Manufacturing Partnership, which was developed here recently with the help of the One Stop and the Workforce Investment Board, and that's where they discovered that machinist shortage. Working together, business, not government, not some of these other entities, but business determined we have this need, now let's work together to fill it. And they have done that through the help of, for example, Pima Community College and the JTED program and other things that we have going here in Southern Arizona, moving it on forward.
And not having government in the way kind of gives you a better chance to fast-track some of this stuff, huh?
And that's what has happened. It has been fast-tracked to where these young people now are getting the education, they're serving as interns, they're getting paid, and we have a pipeline. And that's just one example of many that have occurred here that have allowed business to drive their needs with the support of other entities like Pima Community College, University of Arizona, University of Phoenix, to make sure that we assist with those needs.
Dr. Glenn Johnson is with us, excuse me, Dr. Greg Johnson with us from the Phoenix College here, Phoenix University in Tucson. What is your typical student like, Dr. Johnson?
Our typical student is one who is working, is about 34 years of age, has found the need to improve their status in the community and at their workplace, and wants to advance, and therefore has discovered that they need more education to get there. And so they come back, and they find that having classes in the evening, very focused, one class at a time, works very well for them, and is something that allows them to move forward and achieve the success that they desire. That's our typical student, and right now, surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, kind of over tips the edge on the female side, about 65% female students right now, which I think is good with a very diverse population too.
What percentage do you think of your students are using just the internet and not just a kind of a hard wall situation setting?
That's a great question, because right now 50% of our students are online.
Wow.
And 50% of our students come to us in a local campus ground environment. So
that is huge. So
huge.
Now half of your students are just communicating basically through the internet and taking their courses.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's
there any
amazing.
And are people finding that they like that situation? Obviously, it probably works better and maybe into their schedule.
It does, but with all that we're doing now with technology, our young people are growing up with it. They quite honestly prefer it, and that's what they're choosing because it fits their schedule and their lifestyle.
Dr. Greg Johnson, thank you very much for sharing some of your thoughts and the work you're doing with TRIO. I appreciate your coming by. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Dr. Greg Johnson is the campus director for the University of Phoenix here in Tucson. For more information about TREO, we suggest visit their website. TREO, TREOAZ.org. 1244 now on The Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Goodwill of Southern Arizona spends 90 cents of every dollar supporting 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and over 500 full-time jobs? When you donate and shop with Goodwill, you strengthen our community by empowering children, adults, and people with barriers to employment. Friendly employees are ready to assist you with your donations at over 40 locations across Southern Arizona. Drop-off locations and more information are available at GoodwillSouthernAZ.org.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
At Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes. We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock. 323-8650, 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems. 323-8650, that's 323-8650.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:49 on this Thursday afternoon, the annual Ages and Stages event, which is sponsored by Pima Council on Aging, is coming up 1 week from Saturday, February 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show is W. Mark Clark. Mr. Clark was hired at the start of 2014 to lead the nearly half-century-old organization, which serves thousands of older and disabled residents of Pima County and those who live and support them. Mr. Clark is now the president, CEO. He heads the agency that really has served as a model for the national network of area aging agencies. Also with us, Marilyn Cressy. Marilyn is ambassador for the Red Hat Society, and yes, she has on a, well, what would you call it?
Fascinator.
A fascinator. It's red. There you go. And she was the Red Hatter of the Year in 2014, and she is queen of two Red Hat societies. Marilyn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bill, for having me.
And Mark, thanks for being here.
Bill, it's so great to be here with you.
How big a deal, Mark, is this annual Ages and Stages event to your overall mission at Pima Council on Aging?
Well, the Senior Expo that we do, Ages and Stages, is a big deal for us, of course. It's a great opportunity for people to come out for free and to get the kind of information about services and issues that they care about really targeted at seniors. So it's a major piece of our community education work.
And Marilyn, the Red Hat Society, you've had a footprint, if you will, at the Ages and Stages event really since it began, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and it's a really fun event, and I enjoy having it and telling the ladies about the Red Hat Society. The first Red Hat was purchased here in Tucson at a resale shop on 4th Avenue, taken back to Fullerton, California by our exalted Queen Mother Sue Ellen Cooper, who then gave it to her friend, Linda Murphy. And from there, this organization has grown tremendously. We're now in over 30 countries.
Really?
And we're in every state of the union. And we have an international convention every year. And this year, it's going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're calling it the Speedway Sparkle, because, of course, that's where the Indy 500 is. And that's going to be in August the...
Well, we'll get that date
for you. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
anyway,
but it's there. You can find out on the www.redhatsociety.com.
So how important to you and your organization is this Ages and Stages event?
Very, very important. I have had many, many ladies sign up and become Red Hat members here in Tucson at this event. And it is just one of the single most important events in my calendar year.
And Mark, how does this event educate the aging community?
Well, it's a expo, as I said, so that there's a couple of things. There's going to be over 100 exhibitors in the hall there, and so you can walk from booth to booth, and you know we'll have folks talking about audiology. We have travel folks, transportation folks, a variety of senior living facilities, home care agencies. So it's a great opportunity, really, to just walk the aisles of the event and see what's up. And then we'll have a number of educational programs and some entertainment as well. So it's a fun time and it's an educational time. It's a great opportunity.
There'll be some giveaways, too.
There will be some raffles. Yes, there will.
Is it in effect a fundraiser for Pima Council on Aging?
Well, we do have sponsorships and booth rentals, and so it is one of the important aspects of our fundraising program at PCOA.
Marilyn, how do folks get involved with the Red Hats? What are some of the qualifications to get into the Red Hat Society?
Well, first, to get into the Red Hat Society, you can get in at most any age. But to be a Red Hatter, it's 50 and above, and that's when you wear red on the head and purple on the shoulders. To be a Pink Hatter, it's below 50, and that's a pink hat and lavender on the shoulders. You come see me at the Ages and Stages, and I have membership applications, and you give me $20 per year, and so I will sign you up and put you in a chapter, and you can start to play, because we have a lot of fun play dates.
You have a lot of fun. So it's you travel. I know you travel all over the state.
I personally travel all over the state. I travel all over the country, in fact, and foreign countries if necessary. But I do it. I do a lot of traveling. And the ladies can also do a lot of traveling. It depends upon how much they want to do. They don't have to travel. They can stay local. They can do the local fun things that we do, which is lunches, breakfast, miniature golf, the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
So there's all sorts of activities for them.
Lots and lots of activities. And we have a lot of chapters in the care homes also.
We're speaking with Marilyn Cressy of the Red Hat Society. She's the ambassador and Red Hatter of the Year in 2014, and W. Mark Clark heads up the Pima Council on Aging. What are some of the major issues, Mark, that are facing local seniors here?
Well, we know from talking with nearly 3,000 seniors a year and a half ago that the issue of most significant concern to them, frankly, is affordable dental care. Another huge issue for them is fear of falling, modifications, trying to figure out how to get their home modified so they can stay in it, because we know 90% of seniors want to live as long as they possibly can in their own homes. And so, like I said, modifying the house is an issue. Cooking nutritious meals is an issue. It used to be just an issue for folks over 85, but in this last survey that we did, it actually fell into the top 10 for all of the seniors.
What's the percentage of seniors in Tucson? Do you have that any idea? One in three?
No, it's not that high at this point. Mm-hmm. I think we're in about 17 or 18% with an expectation that in not too long it'll be a quarter of the population.
Marilyn, is this a great place for seniors to live? And if so, why?
Yes, it is. And one of the reasons is all of the activities we have besides, of course, our wonderful weather.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Ages and Stages ties in so well with the Red Hat Society, because we are fun, friendship, freedom, fulfillment, and fitness. And this is one of the things that we also emphasize with our ladies. Even if it's just standing by your chair and holding up one leg at a time, it teaches you balance. And it helps with your balance in your core. And this is very important. But we have gotten ladies off their rockers. And out playing and having a good time.
Yeah.
And it's a safe place for ladies, because there's many of them that are not married or single again or widowed, and they need some place to go that is just women and it is safe for them. That is what we are.
The people, they're feeling isolated in many cases.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we bring them out of that. Well, I've had many, I can give you a lot of testimonies, mm-hmm. people writing in and saying, you've gotten my mother out of the house. Now we don't even know where she is. She's gone all the time having a good time.
That is wonderful that, you can get some people involved. How is your financial situation at Pima Council on Aging, Mark?
Well, finances is a challenge. It's been a challenge for the last, really, since 2007 or 2008.
Seven, yeah.
Especially, we've seen some significant cutbacks from both the federal and the state level. The good news is that people are continuing to support us. We actually raise more money here in southeastern Arizona than any other area agency on aging in the state. And so we're very appreciative of sponsors like CareMore and TEP, who are our lead sponsors for this event, and then just from the wonderful support of good-hearted people in the community.
It's a great opportunity, the Ages and Stages event, to really get a whole, kind of the whole breadth of what's going on, a very wide breadth of the activities for seniors. But the health care component is so important, too. You've got health. CareMore is trying to help cut through the clutter of Medicaid, and they'll be having a seminar. There'll be some diabetes treatment and prevention and even hearing tests.
We do all of that. Yep, it's going to be great.
It will be. And that, again, event is coming up 1 week from Saturday, February 28th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Marilyn Cressy will be there in a beautiful, flamboyant red hat, and you'll
sure.
be manning, lading the booth there for the Red Hat Society. And W. Mark Clark, head of Pima Council on Aging, he will be there as well. We encourage everyone to go and check it out. Mark and Marilyn, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
remember,
so much,
there is magic in the hat.
There is. I feel better already just looking at your hat. I feel
good.
Energized. A big shout out to one of our sponsors, Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. Check it out for all of your foreign and domestic car needs. Mike has a great team over there, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly, perfectionautoworks.com. Want to promote some of our other local talk shows. We have 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw this afternoon, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe, and then The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone and a guest host every day. And then my friend Ed Alexander will be on the other side of the glass for our Friday show tomorrow on Buckmaster. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.